Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're live in Clarksville at Sheba Hut, 419 Riverside Drive. Come by and see us. We've been having some lunch. And we're very excited about our next guest, the Montgomery County Mayor, Wes Golden, who is with us. And we've gotten to meet you a couple times at the Cats game over at F&M Bank Arena. But thanks so much for coming by.
Absolutely. It's good to be here. And I appreciate y'all being here supporting local businesses.
Well, we love Clarksville. And, you know, our station comes in very clear up here in Clarksville. It's so cool to see this city, this county grow like it has. You're from here. You've witnessed it firsthand. But now as the mayor of Montgomery County, I mean, how special is it for you to be in that seat watching this continue to grow?
You know, just like this new business here, just like the Cats coming to Clarksville, we have more and more things for our families to do, get out and have a good time.
It's more than just Austin Peay now, which is great. And Austin Peay is obviously a very important part of things. But having the Cats at F&M Bank Arena winning the championship, I mean, how much fun was that?
Oh, it was such a blast. I mean, watching all those families with their kids and just the energy in the room. You know, for my 16-year-old son to describe, like, Dad, the energy in here is great. To hear a 16-year-old say that, that means something.
Well, and I would expect that when – because the county runs that building, correct?
We own the building, and the Predators operate the building.
Operate, right. Mm-hmm. So when it was built and this whole thing came together, my guess was, all right, what's going to be in here? And in finding a tenant, arena football is such a fun sport. I have to imagine that was, you know, a no-brainer when it presented itself.
Oh, absolutely. When I first met with Commissioner Fisher.
Yep.
And we talked about the idea a little bit. It was very exciting. Honestly, I didn't know if it was going to happen or not. But once everything came together and they were here all season long, the community has really surrounded it. And I think one of the things because of that is because they got so involved with local businesses, nonprofits, the military, first responders. They Yeah. really recognize what our community really is.
We're talking with Montgomery County Mayor Wes Golden. All right, I'm pretty stupid there, Mr. Mayor. Explain your Montgomery County Mayor and Clarksville Mayor, right? Two
That's right.
separate things, right?
Two separate things.
Yes, and so yep. What is your – you're over the whole everything, I guess, right?
Yeah. So it's probably a really long answer, but
– That's right.
So 95 counties in the state of Tennessee, we're all set up by the state constitution. So my job is considered like a constitutional officer of the state, and we follow state laws. And we take care of a lot of things that you have to have, right? Your sheriff's office – your court system, education, you know, where you get your tags, the county clerk's office, all of those types of things that you have, EMS. So we manage all of that.
Okay.
And the city typically takes care of a lot of the above and beyond services that you want to have.
Did you ever imagine the growth of this county? Because I get off at exit 11 now and come that way, and then it's just people. I mean, it's businesses, small businesses, people. You grew up here, and your wildest dreams, ever see how big this place has become?
No.
Right.
you know, and it is very, it's a big challenge, really, and the secret's out. People want to be here, and we're growing whether we want to or not. That's what I always have to try to remember. So we try to be very intentional about how we're growing.
Right.
So that's why we try to focus on these quality of life things, like more green space, greenways, the Cats, all of that type of stuff.
Right. Yeah. The arena, F&M Bank Arena, I mean, Alabama was there. Leanne Morgan had a comedy concert there. I think ZZ Top is playing or had played there. I mean, it's mm-hmm. How vital is that to help the growth of this community?
It's really about keeping our residents here and having things for them to do right here where they live. You know, so many of them have to travel to Nashville for work. Well, we have jobs here, opportunities here, and now we have fun things for them to do right here and without losing that money and that revenue
right
to other cities.
I can only imagine the phone calls you get from businesses that want to move here, come here, minor league baseball. I mean, you guys are you guys bigger than Chattanooga or getting close to Chattanooga size?
It's my understanding we've recently passed Chattanooga.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Take that, Chattanooga. Right? But there's so much possibility here. I mean, it's just you're in a very good position to have to see this county go.
Yeah, we've talked to some minor league baseball teams.
Uh-oh.
I mean, so there's lots of opportunities here. Like we talked about, the secret's out. People want to be here. And now it's the right type of businesses that we're wanting to get here to.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And one of the reasons we grow so quickly is that we have the highest retention rate of people transitioning out of the military and wanting to stay in our community. 36%. So 300 to 400 soldiers transition out every month, and 36% of them choose to stay here with their families.
And I feel like a lot of younger people are starting their families here.
We're the youngest county in Tennessee population-wise. So median age is about 32 years old.
Look at this.
So how much has Nashville's growth helped Clarksville, Montgomery County's growth, because it's just spreading out?
One thing that we see is a lot of people that are in Nashville, they go there as a young business person or whatever. Well, then they meet somebody.
Yeah.
And now they want to raise kids, and they look around and I say, do I want to raise my kids in Nashville or Clarksville? And a lot of times they're coming here.
You made a good point about when I was talking about Leanne Morgan and ZZ Top coming here, keeping people here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's brilliant. I mean, you want to keep – I don't want to travel 60 miles for a concert. I'd rather go two blocks up and two blocks over to your arena. How important was it to have that mindset?
Oh, it's very important. You know, I've been able to say every year that we've had more events here than we've ever had before. And I want to keep saying that year after year. So, this week we broke ground on a Montgomery County Fairgrounds. So that's just one other venue and event where we can have more things for people to bring back that agricultural education for our kids as well.
When you talk about the growth of the city and the population, you're not allowed to count Fort Campbell, are you?
Correct.
Because that's Kentucky Post, something like that.
Correct.
But they're part of your community, right? I mean, they're all here and everything.
Oh, they're woven into the into the fabric of who we are, for sure.
What would you like to see here in 10 years? I mean, that minor league baseball team, I mean, so what would you like? We sit down 10 years from now, which I probably won't be here, but if the ghost of me came back and interviewed you, Mr. Mayor, what would you like to see 10 years from now?
Focusing on quality. So in the past, the economic engine here was Fort Campbell. So when they deployed, it really hurt the economy here locally. So back then, the leaders got together and they focused on some industrial development, really diversifying the economics for our community. And they've done a great job at that. To me, I feel like we have checked that box. So now let's focus on commercial development of high-end retail, getting the things. So when we're trying to recruit doctors for one of these new hospitals that's being built right now, when they come here, I'm helping recruit those people. The spouse is looking around saying, where am I going to be shopping while you're working 70 hours a week?
Right.
And if we don't have those answers, we're not getting those high-paying jobs, the skilled labor. So we need to have those answers. Just like this past Monday, we passed the Costco incentive. So now we got Costco coming here, which will help bring other high-end retail. Yeah. And that's the things that we're looking for now.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mayor Wes Golden is with us. We have a texter, Greg, on our text line. And I was wondering if this was going to come up, asking if there would be plans for a minor league hockey team at FNM Bank Arena. I know that that's been floated out there a time or two, you know, once the Predators got involved up here.
I can tell you we're working on it.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. Check that box off right there.
I like that.
That
I mean,
goes on.
When you see, like, Vegas has done it, for instance. They have their minor league team in Henderson. I mean, a lot of baseball teams are bringing their affiliates closer. It makes a ton of sense, and Clarksville could benefit from that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mayor, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming by.
Real quick, before you go.
You got another one?
I just got it. The last couple of games at FNM Bank Arena, sold out, packed, loud. You've seen that arena, the genesis of it. What was that like? What was last Saturday like for you?
You know, it was great. I'm up there. I'm there with my family. And there were a few surreal moments where you just kind of step back, and you're not watching the game, but you're watching the audience.
Yeah.
And you see everybody, they're on their feet, they're leaning over the seats in front of them. And just to see that, and then after the game, just standing on the sidewalk and watching them funneling in to the restaurants and other businesses downtown, that's the ROI right there.
There we go.
You know, that's them spending money in those restaurants, supporting the local businesses, and getting out with their families. And like we talked about before, doing that right here at home.
Yeah, right. By the way, Chase, the call of the game on Saturday, he made the Pat McAfee show. So they were showing highlights and talking about Clarksville and everything. So the ROI on that win
is, I don't know, it's probably, you will measure that for years probably.
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mr. Mayor, good to see you. Thanks so much for doing this. Enjoy some Chiba Hut.
That's right.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Got it going
Mayor,
on.
Mayor Wes Golden joining us here on the program. We'll have more coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.